A warning for our viewers out there, this podcast is in no way affiliated with MasterChef, its contestants, or the production. Hey guys, this is Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, and I am here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat about MasterChef Season 13, The United Tastes of America. Each week, we're going to break down every single episode, chatting about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to come. Hey guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend Pete, and we have the pleasure of talking with Jennifer after the MasterChef finale. Jennifer, welcome to the show again. We are so happy to have you, and we cannot wait to hear about the finale and what is next for you. So welcome.
Yes, so glad to be here. Thank you.
Right off the bat, have we said anything in the most recent weeks that have annoyed you in any way?
Yes. Do you want to talk about it first?
Yeah.
Just get it out of the way, right? You know, let's get it
right out of the way. Yeah.
Only because this sweet Southern girl loves you all.
That's right.
Right. Yes. That's okay. We gave it to you, so you got to give it right back.
Totally. Good.
Oh no, I am just excited because Pete, there was a moment in, let's see, maybe Wayne's interview where you asked Kelsey if you thought she was talking about me when she said some of these people don't go anywhere. And I have some pretty incredible news to share with you all. So about where I am going. So
what I was asking her, because she said sometimes they are playing, it feels like the show's playing favorites. So I was asking Kelsey, who are you talking about that you would think in this season was being a played favorite? But I think Kelsey was just making a general statement. Is that right?
Yes. No. And I feel like even like as contestants, you probably all felt that sometimes you're like, oh, we know this person's not going anywhere. We know, you know, there's always stuff going on behind the scenes that like, just as a contestant, when you're there, you start to like feel kind of privy to, you're like, what's happening? I feel like something's happening here. So we have gotten to see the finale, and your dishes looked amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah,
like incredible.
It was really stunning.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I was telling Pete, so you and I have very similar like culinary styles. I'm very much focused in like technique, French plating, or like French technique and like my plating styles. So I really connected seeing like your menu thrown together because you executed it beautifully.
Thank you. I really appreciate
it. Yeah.
That.
I hope you were proud of
Seriously.
It.
Seriously.
You know, like.
So proud.
Yeah.
So proud. You know, I haven't seen the edits, so I'm not sure what, you know, they focus on with the critiques. You know, some of the critiques were puzzling to me, you know, I'll just say, you know, I don't know if it shows, but Joe said that my sauce was overreduced. And it wasn't, it was perfection. You know, they, you know, brought up beurre blanc with my appetizer, and my appetizer was executed flawlessly. And honestly, during, you know, before we finalized the menu, I had considered doing a beurre blanc. But I had a corn puree, and before, you know, I guess it would have been the wall challenge, you know, Gordon said, if you have a puree on the plate, you don't do a beurre blanc because it's cream and cream. And so I thought, well, I can't do the beurre blanc because I have a corn puree that is delicious. So that's why I went with the vinaigrette. And so when they brought it to beurre blanc, I was a little dumbfounded because I thought, goes against what you taught me weeks ago, you know, in another challenge. So anyway, I was, even outside of the critiques, I was so proud of, you know, that I was able to get, you know, almost everything done in time. And then, you know, the things that I really focused on were one, showing off my knife skills. And I was able to do that. Two, you know, of course, I don't know what's shown, but, you know, I had, you know, I executed those flawlessly. And then I wanted to make sure my lobster was cooked and it was spot on. Yeah. My venison was like probably the highlight of the competition for me. I was so proud. And then, you know, I kind of thought I would pull off the chocolate cake, no problem. But the fact that I did, it, you know, it just made me really happy.
It was, and I mentioned this, we already recorded our actual podcast. And I mentioned in there, because actually just a few minutes ago, I was rewatching my finale. And there's similar comments that, like, literally I had a, they said, oh, Kelsey, your sauce is over reduced. And you can see my face on the comment where I'm like,
yes.
No, no.
Yes. You know what, Kelsey, when I watched your finale, I saw it.
I was like, no.
I knew. I was like, I don't think she agrees.
Yeah, no. Like, my facial expressions are so, like, and I mentioned this in our podcast. So I'm like, the finale gets edited, so everything is appears fair to the viewers. And so it's, you know, it'd be boring if it was like, you know, a finale where it's like a clear winner and stuff like that. So they always have to pick out things. And lots of times I'm like, what, why are you saying that's what's wrong with it? Like, like I was saying on your medicine, I was like, can we, like, they're nitpicking with, like, they focus on the fact that you gave Arone an end cut. And I'm like, well, it's just like, come on, like, stop nitpicking here.
I was like, I want that. Can I have that if you don't want it? That's the good part.
What about the challenge you did with Reagan? I thought that was so fun to see the two of you so excited about, you know, doing the wall challenge. What was that like? Because you've done a couple of tag team challenges now. One we talked about. This was a much better experience for you.
Yes. So the crazy part about that moment in the pantry where we're so excited. So, you know, we are completely separated, cannot even look at each other until we walk into that pantry. Okay. And so when I'm thinking quickly, what, you know, what am I going to do for this menu? What are we going to do? And I thought, okay, don't think about what I would do. Think about what Reagan would do. You know, think about what she would excel at. And of course I knew fish was off the table, you know?
Right.
So I wrote down in my notebook, scallops, roasted asparagus, and cheese grits. And so when we get in the pantry, I say, you know, what are you thinking? And she says scallops. And I'm like, no way. and then I said, okay, what about the veg? And she says roasted asparagus. And I was like, no way. And so, so it was pretty incredible because we, you know, we both have similar faith. We prayed together throughout the season. Before every challenge, we prayed together. And we really had a larger group praying with us as well. But she and I had started that tradition back at the auditions. And so it was really cool that, you know, we came to that pantry knowing that I was going to have a disadvantage with my hearing. And so we got that menu done in like 30 seconds. And then we were able, I don't think they showed it, but we were able to plan the plate. So I told her, I said, you know, you're going to put the grits here. You're going to put your three scallops on top. We're going to cut the asparagus on the bias. And she said, what's bias? I was like, cut it on an angle, you know, put, you know, two and two here as a cross. And then I was like, then let's do some little dollops of carrots. And so, so it was pretty cool that we planned it out because where I was standing in the, you know, in the kitchen, I was right by the wall of plates. So everyone was coming to my station to yell at their partner through my, you know, right behind me to get their plate. And so I couldn't hear anything at the end. I mean, we probably went 8 minutes where, you know, I would yell at her and then need to work on my scallops, but couldn't hear her, you know, come back to me. And, you know, I will say out of, you know, anything the entire season, my one disappointment is that I asked them to move my station. Because, you know, we don't know until we walk in that room that it's the wall challenge. Mm-hmm. And so when we walked in, you know, I pulled aside a producer and I said, hey, you know, I had put, you know, that I was, you know, deaf in one ear on my application. We had talked about it during the casting process. You know, I had done, I felt like everything I needed to do just to let them know ahead of time that I had this issue. And it didn't bother me except for the tag team challenge when he was on my left side. And then the wall challenge, you know, the restaurant challenge was a little hard because of the noise and all the, you know, ovens and all that, but it was fine. But it was really that wall challenge that I knew was going to be my issue. So I wish they had moved me because I feel like it would have been a different situation for us had they been willing to put me at the front or the back where I wouldn't have had background noise. and I wouldn't have had the plates right behind me. But, you know, it is what it is. They had already set everything up. So I get it. You know, I understand that it would cost time and staff and money and all that to switch it all. But, you know, if I could have changed anything about the entire season, that's one thing that I would have done.
Well, and luckily we came through. So
yes,
we survived. But I do get it. I mentioned that too, one, because we did that challenge, and it's definitely an advantage being on the end, because you only have noise coming in from one side. So it makes it a lot easier.
Yes. When you said that, I was like, that is so true. It does. And I knew it, that if I had one, you know, one side open, it would make it so much
makes
different.
A lot easier.
How was the Hell's Kitchen takeover for you?
I personally loved it. You know, I went into this competition with, you know, some foundation, you know, with having a culinary degree, you know, pastry arts degree, and I was working on my culinary degree at the time. And so I had that background, but I've never been on the line. I've never cooked in a professional kitchen. And so I just, when I started the competition, I was so badly wanted to make it to that point to get that experience. And then to pull up and find out that it's Hell's Kitchen, I was like, this is a dream. This is a dream. You know, Gordon was certainly, out of any challenge, that was the roughest, you know, for him, just, you know, the yelling, the throwing things, the really high expectations. And so it was intense, you know, in the moment, but I thought it was exhilarating and thrilling. And I thought, you know, this is what I want to do. You know what I mean? They don't talk a lot about it. In fact, I don't know that it's ever even mentioned since my intro of my auditions, but the whole reason I applied to be on MasterChef was, you know, to chase after the seed money to open a restaurant. Like, that is what this whole thing has been about. And that's kind of my ultimate dream. And so I kind of wish they had shared that part more.
Yeah, I don't think we heard that very much.
No, I mean, more than, like, quit saying I'm a mom of six. You know, they ask you these questions every time. And I kept going back to, but I'm here because I want to open a restaurant. I'm here because I found my passion when I went to culinary school. You know, I found out what I want to do for the rest of my life. And they just didn't focus on that at all, which is fine. But
yeah, they picked their angle. Yes. Yeah.
But speaking of that, we got to see your Italian husband. That was very awesome.
And all your kids, the Italian stallion. We get to call him that on TV.
Did they include that part?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's on there. Yep. It's on there.
It's so amazing.
It's great. But it's great. And we get to hear all about the love triangle with you and Joe and your husband. And it's great. It's awesome. And
your husband says he's got four deer in the freezer. So there's
right. Yeah. So
did they include the part where I mentioned he was, you know, dressing the deer once in my yard from the tree and he got in trouble? They didn't.
No, I think
they took that one out. took that part out.
But it was awesome to see your family. How did that feel to have your family there cheering you on in that last test?
You know, I've seen my intro and I cried watching it because, number one, being gone for 8 weeks was nearly impossible for me. And, you know, early on, there were several times where I just thought, I'm not cut out for this. I need to go home, you know, because I was missing them so badly. And, you know, the baby was so young at the time that I just had a lot of fear in, is this going to impact them? You know, is this going to, you know, be negative for them? And all along, my husband kept saying, no, we agreed. This is, you know, you're chasing your dreams. I want you there. We've got this, you know, and I had a lot of family who was helping, thankfully. But so to come full circle, and, you know, I shared with you guys that I'm going to cry. I'm sorry. But I shared with you guys that the only reason I even knew about MasterChef was because of my daughter. You know, I would have never known. And so there's one part of the intro where I hear say, go mom, you know, and I just think, you know, my sweet 10-year-old daughter, you know, is sitting here cheering for me and my boys. You know, I've been at every football game. you know, I help provide the food for their games. You know, I am their biggest cheerleader. And you know, here they are cheering for me now. And just seeing little glimpses of the pride on their face, you know, it really means a lot to me.
Mm. It's something, again, as a mother, you can't really explain, you know, and it's so hard to go do something just for yourself. And you feel so guilty and so selfish doing it. And just like, again, how you're going to impact your family. But I was telling Pete earlier, I'm just like, there's just this feeling that when you're there, especially doing something that you love, where you just feel like, yes. Oh, I like feel like yourself again.
Yes.
Then you feel like, okay, then just again, for them to come there and see that, now you're like, okay, now they can see me as my whole person in my best self. So there's just a lot of comfort, I would feel like, in that moment.
Absolutely. Well, I think when we as women, you know, take care of ourselves and feed into, you know, ourselves and who we are and who we want to be, I think it goes right back to them and the love and nurturing that we're able to provide. So absolutely. And, you know, part of the reason why I want to open a restaurant is because I want to have a family business to turn over to them. You know, I grew up in a very low income family. I worked 3 jobs through college just to pay, you know, for my living expenses and for my education. I've worked in the food industry as a waitress, you know, host, you know, at the front of house and for a long, long time. And so I, you know, my goal is to have something to turn over to them, something that they can take ownership one day, you know, something that they can work in as teenagers. And what's so cool is, you know, weeks ago, even before we were, you know, I think we were right at top 10, I had an investor reach out to me. We've now had multiple meetings and I'm having another meeting on Tuesday with now a whole group of investors. And I've, you know, worked on my menu. I have what the design is going to look like. And so it's actually going to happen. And so to know that that's coming and it's something that I'm going to be able to turn over to my kids one day, it means the world.
And where will that be? I'm excited.
In Little Rock, you guys will have to come.
Oh my God, amazing. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
So is that what's next? Is that what we have to look forward to?
Yes. That's so cool. My goal is a farm to table, breakfast, brunch, lunch, you know, but elevated.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to come get, you know, all different types of eggs Benedict, a mimosa bar, you know, a bacon flight. I want to make it where, you know, it almost doesn't feel like you're in Little Rock, but we still have that Southern flavor as well. So I'm pretty excited about it.
So, and I love, well, only to hear this from my own perspective, because I know that that also still means family time at night for the kids.
Yes.
And so like, to me, I'm just like, oh, like gives me chills because I know there's like such a hard balance in the restaurant world that we like struggle with. And I'm like, I don't want to forego one for the other, but I'm so happy to just hear that. Like, you're like, no, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, I prefer fine dining, you know, the venison plate, that is my style. I love to think of, you know, new ways, but I know that that means that I might have to work a shift or I might have to fill in for somebody. And that's not, I don't want to be gone every, you know, holiday or, you know, every meal. So meal time. So yes, that's exactly why I decided breakfast, brunch, lunch sounds really good to me.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Your plating was always so beautiful, especially the pasta course that, getting into the finale. And I just think that you're just so lovely and wonderful. And I'm thankful for you for calling us out whenever we did something silly on this podcast. But you're a competitor and you've worked really hard and you deserve to get where you were in the final three. And in any one of those cases, if either one of you won, it was the perfect victory because you all deserve to be there so much. So I'm really grateful for you to come on this podcast and talk with us about your experience being on here.
Thank you. You know, I have to say, I agree with you 100% that, you know, Kennedy and Grant, it was such a cool experience to get to work with them because, you know, it took some time. We were there all together, just the three of us preparing for the finale. And so I have so much respect for them and each of their different skill sets. And I'm excited to see what they do in the future as well. And honestly, I'm so happy for Grant and happy for his family. I love his wife. I loved getting to meet his son. And so, it makes me happy to see a good guy win. And so, the other thing I have to say is just, I feel like I accomplished what I came there to do. I grew as a chef. I now am getting to open a restaurant. I have a cookbook coming in 2024. I have a seasoning brand that's coming in the next few weeks. And so I feel like it's put me on a path that I always wanted to be on. And it's been a life-changing experience for me, regardless of the outcome.
Yeah.
Well, I think regardless of the outcome, as you just stated, like, you guys are all winners, and it's not about just getting the title. Like, it's about just going after what you want and what you deserve. And, I think it's obvious, like, you and I mirror each other in a lot of ways. And so, even without me winning, I would have gone and accomplished all the same things. It has nothing to do with having the trophy sitting on my kid's nightstand. Yes. Like, that, yes. that doesn't make any sort of difference. And so, we are so proud of you and all that you accomplished and all that you're going to accomplish. And you just stick to it.
Thank you.
Yeah. The world is at your hands now. You just accomplish it and just do it. So
I appreciate that so much.
You know that I am here if you ever need any advice or even need any help. I'm not that far ahead of you, but I might have some experience under my belt.
Yes, you do.
So
you absolutely do.
You are part of my family and the MasterChef family. So I hold that near and dear to my heart. We're all riding the same kind of rocky road. It's not always smooth sailing after this. Mm-hmm. So you just let me know whatever you need, or if you just want to come together.
I would love to do that.
Yeah. I think it'd be super, super fun just to get in the kitchen together.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to come too. I'm coming.
Yeah, Pete's I want to eat the food.
Need to make that pasta. That looks so good, Jennifer, the pasta dish.
Thank you. It was quite good. The filling was spot on. It's quite good.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. We really appreciate you coming by, and congrats on all the good stuff coming your way. You deserve all of it.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much. Thank you
both. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.